Imagine the sun illumining three water buckets. The first water bucket is filled with very muddy water. The second water bucket is filled with agitated water, as though there was an egg beater attached to it. And the third water bucket is completely still, clear water. The muddy water doesn't really reflect the sun. Maybe a little bit, but only dimly. The agitated water reflects the sun, but the sun is frantic, frenetic, anxious, broken. The clear water reflects the sun in a way that is very resonant with the sun. The reflected sun is different than the sun, but it resonates with the sun. I am like the sun. If my mind is depressed, agitated, so it's depressed, it's like the muddy water. And a depressed mind, kind of a sad mind, a depressed mind, feels totally isolated, totally alone. Because my being doesn't seem to be present. Who I am doesn't seem to be present. If I haven't differentiated my being the sun from the muddy water experience, then that muddy water experience, the depression in my mind, is dominant, and I feel isolated. If my mind is agitated or hyper or manic, that's like the agitated water. That's simply an agitated state. Again, my nature is different or not really resonant with that state of mind. But when the water is clear, when my mind is quiet, when it's at peace, the mind has a deep resonance with my own nature. And then even though I haven't differentiated my being from the mind, I feel happy because my mind feels at home, at one with myself. If I don't have self-knowledge, how I gain these clear water bucket experiences is primarily by fulfilling a desire. Because when I fulfill a desire, my mind becomes quiet, it becomes clear, it becomes like the clear water bucket. And I feel at home and whole and complete, because the reflected sun resonates with me, the sun. if I take a walk in a beautiful, beautiful nature, my mind can become clear, like a clear water bucket. I feel happy. When I take a child in my arms, or I'm with my partner, or when I'm making love, there's so many different ways we create this clear water bucket. It's when I feel happy. I'm always needing to create the clear water bucket, get away from the muddy water bucket. I need to transform the muddy water bucket, calm down the agitated water bucket, and always get back to the clear water bucket, because that's when I feel whole and complete and happy and feel as though I should feel. I feel like myself. I need to gain self-knowledge so that I can recognize myself as the sun, the one who is always the same, no matter what the condition of the water bucket. The sun doesn't become depressed because the mind is disturbed. It doesn't become agitated when the water is agitated. When the water is nicely reflecting me, the sun has not done anything. It's still exactly the same. My mind needs to discover the freedom of myself, the independence of myself, the independence of the nature of ananda, the nature of fullness, the nature of wholeness, the nature of me, being me. Wholeness, ananda, is just simply me being me. Without being identified with a mental condition. Recognizing myself as the one who is always present, illumining, giving being to all mental conditions. I give being and consciousness to the muddy water bucket as much as I do to the quiet water bucket. For me, it makes no difference what condition the mind is in. My being is always the same, and is always the very source of ananda. When the mind is quiet and clear, for instance, when I fulfill a desire, that mind resonates with the wholeness of my own being. It's not competing with it. For a jnani, there is no competition. There's no competition because yourself is really never covered by any vritti, by any thought, by any emotion. But you've discerned that. The mind needs to have that viveka, that recognition of the wholeness of your own being, present in every experience. Then you become dominant. Dominant in the sense that your being is pervasive to and central to every experience that you have. So really you have to recognize that which is never changing. The me that is never changing amidst all of the emotions and perceptions, all of the vrittis, the thought modifications. the self that I am is always present exactly the same way. You don't need a special type of thought modification. I don't need a clear water bucket. A clear water bucket is nice. I don't need a clear water bucket. My self illumines the clear water bucket as well as the muddy water bucket. Liberation is the recognition of myself, not of liberation. Moksha does not have to do with trying to produce shantavrittis, peaceful thought modifications. That's a big job. Yourself doesn't need to create anything. Just notice your own presence. Just this me, the simple me that you are. The mind comes into relationship with you. Before it had identity with you, now it comes into relationship with you. The mind itself, because the ajnana and the ignorance being removed, has differentiated itself from you. And so you, as you are always shining, always present, always there, as the very being illumining the mind. Until that differentiation has been made, you and the mind, you and the body, are as though mixed together. The mind has not been shown that. It hasn't recognized. It hasn't made that differentiation. Once it does, the mind has a safe home. I am the safe home. My being is always the same. It's always whole, it's always complete. My mind always rests in me. And experiences the world resting in me. Enjoys the stability of my being. And experiences all of the karmas that come my way. None of them having the ability to affect my being in any way. Just like no matter what happens to the reflected sun, no matter what happens to the water, if the bucket's kicked over, the water is lost, the reflection is gone, nothing happens to me, the sun. Same for me, if this physical body dies, if the sukshma sharira goes into deep sleep, subtle body is gone, subtle body no longer is for some reason, physical body is gone, nothing happens to me. It's if I die, lose the physical body. It's like the water bucket is falling apart. What happens to me? If I hold up a mirror to my face and I'm looking at my face in the mirror, and then somebody drops the mirror, what happens to me? is the mirror necessary for me to be me? So be aware of all experiences that are passing through, the thoughts in your mind, or the birds chirping in the background, relaxing, and gently focusing, allowing all perceptions and sensations to be as they are, just gently focusing on me and my own self, allowing me just to be in me. And notice that your being, this me that you are, is not touched or disturbed in any way. Let your mind, let your experiences kind of pranam. Take refuge in. Revel in. Enjoy. Your being. The being that you are. This being that you are, as if you go to the Dakshinamurti temple in Salisbury or in India, Dakshinamurti is sitting quietly, cross-legged, contemplating on what? On this, on your being, on this very being, eyes closed in contemplation, on me. Ganesha is sitting there cross-legged in contemplation, eyes closed, contemplating on what? On me. On this being that is my very self. I'm sitting here, eyes closed, contemplating on what? On the same being that is me, the me that is the self of all beings.